protests, and peace in a St. Louis suburb.
When people police themselves, it's an awesome feeling. I feel safe. This is great.
Iraq power shift.
The resignation of Maliki is an important first step.
Robin Williams' private fight.
People with Parkinson's have a dramatically higher rate of depression.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Local police in military gear, gone. Tear gas and flash grenades, gone too. With the State Highway Patrol there instead, protests over the police shooting of a black teen in Ferguson, Missouri, were peaceful for the first time this week. KMOX Radio's Michael Calhoun.
Doing all right?
State Patrol Captain Ron Johnson says there's now some trust.
Because we're talking from the heart, they're telling me what they want. They're telling me what they're feeling, I'm telling them what I'm feeling.
Missouri Governor Nixon brought in the State Patrol, and the first thing Johnson did was take out the tear gas and SWAT teams. Marcher Michael McCoy.
Totally different vibe. People are policing themselves.
What's his name?
The name of the officer that shot Michael Brown will be released this morning. Michael Calhoun, CBS News, Ferguson, Missouri.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. It was billed as a national moment of silence.
All right, here we go.
Organizers say not just to remember Michael Brown, but other victims of police brutality. Taquan Shanks says when he was 9, his grandmother gave him the talk about what to do if he was ever stopped by police.
To be courteous, make sure you call them sir. Make sure you're not making any threatening motions whatsoever.
25 years later, he's about to have the same talk with his 9 and 10-year-old boys.
And just the fact that when they get larger, they're going to be deemed a threat, and this should not occur in this day and time.
There are many people here with signs echoing the chant heard in Ferguson, "Hands up, don't shoot." Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
He said for weeks he wouldn't leave without a fight. Now Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has indicated he will step down, making the way for a political rival who's seen as a more inclusive politician. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us. Peter, this is just what the Obama administration wanted.
Exactly. The administration, Steve, to say the least, is pleased that al-Maliki is giving up power. President Obama says Iraq's future is in the hands of Prime Minister-designate Haider al-Abadi.
He still has a challenging task in putting a government together, but we are modestly hopeful that the Iraqi government situation is moving in the right direction.
The administration now hopes Iraqis will unite against the security threat from Islamic State militants. President Obama told reporters here on Martha's Vineyard, Iraq still faces a dire situation and targeted U.S. airstrikes on the terror group will continue.
Well, depression, anxiety, and addiction were the struggles the late Robin Williams faced. But another issue for the comic genius has surfaced as fans come to grips with his shocking suicide death. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
In a brief 4-paragraph written statement, Robin Williams' wife Susan Schneider says her late husband was in the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's is a degenerative disorder of the central nervous system. Susan Schneider says the comedian was not ready to share his condition publicly. In the statement, she also says that Williams was sober, but was struggling with his own battles of depression.
CBS News contributor Dr. David Agus joins us. What does this new revelation tell you?
Well, there's a connection between Parkinson's and depression. People with Parkinson's have a dramatically higher rate of depression. At the same time, there was an earlier study done in Taiwan showing that people with depression have increased Parkinson's disease. It may be that that depression was an early sign of the Parkinson's, or they may in fact be related. It's kind of a chicken and the egg argument, and we don't know. But the association is real. And 500,000 people in the United States right now have Parkinson's and possibly that associated depression.
And I would think it would be true when patients get a diagnosis like Parkinson's or ALS or cancer, that in and of itself could trigger depression.
You're totally right. I mean, you look at the future, and unfortunately for diseases of the brain, whether it be Parkinson's, depression, or Alzheimer's, the future is not that bright today. Our treatments today aren't better than a few years ago.
If he was in the early stages of Parkinson's, is it clear that he would have been suffering any symptoms at all other than perhaps depression?
It's not that clear. You know, people are diagnosed with Parkinson's on average in the young 60s, so he fits that bill. But for example, when Michael J. Fox was diagnosed at 30, it was 6 or 7 years before he announced it publicly, and his symptoms certainly weren't visible to the public.
There are indications tension over an aid convoy may be easing between Ukraine and Russia. CBS's Cammy McCormick is in Kiev.
Ukrainian border guards are now in Russia inspecting the trucks with Red Cross officials. And while that's a promising sign, there was also a development likely to concern Ukrainian leaders. The arrival of about a dozen Russian armored personnel carriers overnight. They're parked near that convoy of aid trucks. While they may be there to provide security, it's doubtful the Ukrainians will allow them to cross the border into rebel-held eastern Ukraine.
Here at home, two Amish girls who disappeared from their family's roadside farm stand the other night in northern New York State have been found safe 12 miles away. St. Lawrence County Sheriff Kevin Wells says they're okay after their 24-hour ordeal. It's believed they were abducted.
There's still been a crime committed here. The detective sergeants and FBI and everybody else are still working very hard to come to a resolution on this.
One newspaper headline refers to the new Major League Baseball commissioner as Bud Light. Outgoing commissioner Bud Selig's right-hand man, Rob Manfred, was selected by owners in the first contested vote for the job in nearly half a century. He's a labor lawyer who's been with MLB since 1998.
My commitment to the owners was that I would work extremely hard day in and day out to convince all 30 of them that they had made a great decision.
She's not the first, but she may be the best. The 13-year-old Philadelphia girl on a field of dreams at the Little League World Series.
And Monet Davis and the Taney Little Leaguers, the complete game and ticket to Williamsport.
Davis is only the fourth American girl to ever make it to the World Series. She regularly shuts down hitters with her electric fastball.
Do you think this is a big deal for you to be out there?
I think it is because probably like a couple years from now, there'll be a lot of girls here.
Though she wants to see more girls play baseball, she doesn't dwell on her gender.
Your team has gotten a lot of attention because of the fact that you are a girl. Do you think about that much?
No. If it wasn't for my team, we wouldn't really be here right now. And it's not just about me. Like, I can't feel all nine positions or bat all nine times.
Davis also sees herself as a leader, as well as a formidable opponent.
For you, throwing like a girl means what? What's your fastball?
Throwing 70 miles an hour. That's throwing like a girl.
Elaine Quijano, CBS News, South Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
In Ohio, there's a move to repeal controversial Common Core education standards. South Carolina is drawing up a new batch of rules, and Louisiana's fighting it out in the courts.
Governor Bobby Jindal and some lawmakers filed the suits trying to prevent the state school board in Louisiana from implementing the Common Core standards in use in dozens of states.
What this case needs is a strong-willed judge who will get to the bottom of it quickly.
Legal analyst Tim Mash. Common Core opponents say the federal government's overreaching, interfering with local control. Supporters insist Common Core brings much-needed higher standards and better education to kids across the country. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Broadway pays tribute to Lauren Bacall, who died this week at 89. The lights will dim on theater marquees tonight in memory of the two-time Tony Award winner. That's the World News Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.